Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. We just got back from South Dakota. We were actually doing some interviews, being interviewed by Emmy Award winner Shad Olson. He's a smart guy. I was honored to be there. Also met with some people that are out in South Dakota, and so we made the most of our time. Friends, I got to give you kind of a heads up really quick. We're a ministry that's been doing what we're doing today and probably then some for the last 23, 24, 25 years. I got to do the math here so I can keep it on track. But with that said, friends, we have been doing nothing but doing. We're not hearers only over here deceiving ourselves. We are doers of the word. And the fact of the matter is faith without works is dead, and we believe that we can do this. So in the process of doing that, friends, we may have to every once in a while do a replay, which you can always go back to Genesis Communication Networks and find that there. So do consider that hiding behind a microphone or playing the paper tiger behind the pen isn't what is satisfying here, though it's a part of the call. I do want to make clear that it is payday to be with the people rather than just being behind the microphone and, again, as I said, writing articles every day, which we do. By the way, check them out over on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Wanted to let you know, too, friends. Now, this is what's happening with the Soldier of the Cross, and this is why I'm taking it in stride. I wrote this book this summer, and then what I realized is I was writing two books inside of this book. And so I broke them up, and the second book's done, too, but I'm not highlighting that one yet. And then in the process of writing the second one, which both came pretty simply, what was interesting is then the Lord drops a title on me for a third book. And it's like, okay. Well, it's like, Lord, if this is what we're going to do, then will you just show me the fruit of what you're doing here? So I've been highlighting the fact that this has been out. We're going on, I believe, the third week now, Soldier of the Cross. It's about a 2.5 to 3 hour read, and it's super easy. It's not fictitious. It's not a novel. It's the Word of God. It's testimonial. Men are to find their faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. That's what this book is all about. It is the pearl of the church. It is the heart of the gospel. Without this, nothing else makes sense. And then when you get this heart that the Son of God puts in you by the Holy Ghost, guess what? You're ready to go out and do the deeds, as we call it here in the ministry, doing the stuff. But what happens is people buy these, they read them, and before you know it, they're buying them in bulk. Just yesterday had an order for 50 of them, friends. So 53 books are going out this morning concerning Soldier of the Cross. Why are they doing that? Because they want to hand the books off to other people. Friends, this is tangible. Again, we're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. And the kingdom of God is not in word, but it is in power. 1 Corinthians 4:20, and that's what this book is predicated upon. So go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and order your Soldier of the Cross today. And do yourself a favor and just get a couple in bulk. And why do you say that, Bradley? Because you're going to do it anyways. You get done reading it. So again, Soldier of the Cross, third week. We got only 1,000 of them. Folks, we're we're moving up on those numbers, and in the process of doing that, before we order another batch, we want to get rid of the first batch. And then what we're going to do is, once we start to hit those numbers, what we're going to do is we're going to bring forth the second book as well, okay? But I'm trying to give it to you in stride and give you enough time to digest the first one before we go to the second one. Cool? It is the heart of the gospel. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go over to the store, Soldier of the Cross. Soldier of the Cross. It is available today. And most orders go out, by the way, today, or they go out the following day. You'll have your orders within 3 to 5 days. Just sent an order out of a bulk rate, 10 books. Sent those out on Saturday, and it was delivered on Monday to California. So they're pretty quick. So and I know how people like to get their stuff right away. They want to put their hands on. It gets to you real quick. Let's put it that way. Okay, so if you want to check us out online today, friends, I got a couple things I want to show you. And then I want to get to the day that the truth fell in the streets. Now, I'm saying all of this to say this, friends. After today's show, I just, and even up to this point, I don't understand how people can sit back and allow these people, these criminals, to continuously drive the narrative over the people that they're to serve. And, again, with that said, friends, I'm going to just kind of leave it there. I'm going to leave it hang on you for a moment, because Scripture tells us in 59:14 of Isaiah, and justice is turned away backwards. Justice is what the American people need. But the problem is evil men understand not judgment. And isn't it funny? Today we've been taught by the hirelings in the pulpit, John 10:12, to not to judge. And yet the Bible says that it's appointed unto us once to die, and after this the judgment. Everything goes towards the judgment. And the difference between judgment and correction and reproof and instructions is just that. It is just that, friends. Knowing the difference. So when I'm correcting, or I'm reproving, or I'm instructing in righteousness, I'm doing that out of love. Judging is saying you're going to hell and there's no recourse. No. That's not what we're doing here. We're not putting the death knell over the door and saying there's nothing you can do. No. We're never preaching that message. We are saying repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But again, people don't understand justice. But listen to Isaiah 59:14, because it's applicable to today's show. And justice is turned away backwards. This is where we're at today. And righteousness standeth afar off. That's where we're at today. For truth is fallen in the street, and uprightness cannot enter. Why? Because the people don't have the law of God written in their heart. Isaiah 42:21, Psalm 40:7. Go to the New Testament, okay, which is a fulfilling of the old. And when you go to 8:10 of Hebrews and 10:7 of Hebrews, you're going to find the same thing there, friends. We are to, by faith, establish the law, not make void the law or abrogate the law. We're not a bunch of antinomianists here. No, we do the opposite. And this is what Scripture tells us in Isaiah 59:14. So I want you to hear for yourself today, ear witnesses and eyewitnesses concerning an assassination that took place. And I want you to put it in the face of what you're seeing today, and just consider that these people have been doing this for over 100 years, and they're the same people. But again, the question I always put to my listeners and viewers is, are things getting better or are they getting worse? If they're getting worse, it's because the people are tolerating things to get worse rather than dealing with the corrupt and making things better. So with that said, friends, we're going to come right back. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com as well. If you want to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base, visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground of Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Okay, I want to show you a couple different things here really quick, just to kind of like usher us into the main point here, the day that the truth fell in the streets. And again, it's going to be all eyewitness and ear witness, so you're going to hear as to how it stands in stark contrast to the mainstream media. And this has been going on for a long time here. What's interesting about what I'm going to show you in a couple minutes is the release of all of these videos now. Where did these just come from all of a sudden? And why are they being released on the American people now? Well, I think some of it's self-explanatory. A lot of people were afraid to speak out because a lot of people were actually being assassinated during the time that they were coming out and exposing the assassination of JFK. But folks, I don't want to get ahead of myself, okay? We're going to get to that in just a moment. Now, check this out. I want to play this video. This is the CEO of corporate America. And when I say that, if anybody understands 1871 and how they incorporated, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about when I'm talking about a treasonous Joe Biden. I want you to listen carefully as to what he is saying here, okay? And it's real short, but again, I'm going to put the question to you. Hopefully you're doing your homework so you can give me the answer. But I want to go ahead and put the question to you when he's done talking, okay, to what he's saying here.
The economy created 900...
Okay, so, okay, I don't know what just happened there, but that's kind of odd. I guess it's not, but here we go.
143,000 new jobs in July. 943,000. The unemployment rate fell by 0.5% to 5.4%. Now, while our economy is far from complete, and while we doubtlessly will have ups and downs along the way as we continue to battle the Delta surge of COVID, what is indisputable now is this. The Biden plan is working. The Biden plan produces results. And the Biden plan is moving the country forward.
Okay, so he just got done using communist slogans forward. Obama did the exact same thing. It's what they've been doing for a long time
now
in this country.
Now the first administration in history to add jobs every single month in our first 6 months in office.
It's the first administration to add jobs. Now this is what I want to lay to your candor friends. Can anybody please show me? Somebody please take the time. Give me a call, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Somebody show me where it's the job of our said representatives to create jobs. Anybody. 1-866-582-9933. Every president does it. They talk about job growth and how they're responsible for creating jobs. It's not their job to create jobs. It's their job to get out of the way. Nowhere in their work detail, their job description, are they to create jobs. That is not their job. Restrain men from sin. Condemn the wicked. Justify the righteous. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Maintain order. Period. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. But every said corporate president, what do they do? We're creating all these jobs. And folks, whatever they're telling you, the opposite is true. You all do know this, right? You all understand this. It's absolutely embarrassing and shameful that these people are still getting away with lying to the American people, giving away statistics that are completely contrived, created out of thin air, as if to suggest this is how they're serving you. That's not their job detail whatsoever, friends. Not at all. You know what's funny is the next point that I'm going to make here with criminal treason is Joe Biden, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48. I want you to contemplate something that Orwell said back in 1984. He said, the party told you to reject the evidence of your eyes and your ears. This is exactly right. And when you put this up against Jeremiah 5:21, it's exactly it. They don't want you paying attention to the facts. They don't want you paying attention to the fruit hanging on their corrupt branches. Matthew 7:16-20. They want you to pay attention to what they say only. And if you stand outside of that and speak in contradiction of it, then they're going to call you a hater. Let them call you names. Let them call you names, friends. This is absolutely incredible. The party told you to reject the evidence of your eyes and ears. It was their final, most essential command. We don't have a totalitarian system or authoritarian system of government in this country, but apparently this is exactly what the American people have been accustomed to. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because there's an article out there by outlet called ZeroHedge.com, and its label is, this will make your blood boil. Biden administration goes full Orwell denying vax mandates and that they ever happened. Before I play this, I do all want you to contemplate, isn't it interesting how Joe Biden's being accused of what Donald Trump advocated for? Is anybody paying attention to the fact that everything that we're dealing with right now, government control, government overreach, so on and so forth, isn't it interesting this all started under Donald Trump? And yet Donald Trump's not being blamed for any of it. Joe Biden's being blamed for it. But isn't it also interesting that they're both pushing the same agenda forward? Is anybody paying attention to the facts here, friends? No difference, folks. That's all you're dealing with is two wings to the same bird. I want to play this next video for you, and I want you to listen carefully, friends, as to what they did do and what they're responsible for and what they're now trying to deny on so many different levels. Check this out.
Times higher than just a month ago. President Biden is
requiring this?
Tens of millions more Americans to
listen to his tone. Listen to what he says.
But our patience is wearing thin.
Our patience. Did you notice our patience? Who's ours? What is he talking about? We the people are the government. He must be talking about the special interest groups that he's working for, because in fact that's exactly what he just told you. Our patience is working. Here, I want to just go ahead and play it again. Listen to what he says, okay? And again, listen to the tone. And again, somebody show me, in our limited form of government, our representatives are supposed to talk to their employers in such a fashion. Listen carefully.
Requiring tens of millions more Americans to get vaccinated.
You've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin. And your refusal has cost all of us.
Yep.
This is not about freedom.
This is where they're blaming those that didn't go along with the propaganda narrative. And it failed miserably, too, by the way. And you're going to see them blurt the truth out in their confusion in just a moment here. Listen.
For personal choice.
It's not about freedom.
Protecting yourself.
It's about protecting yourself. It's exactly what Adolf Hitler did. Exactly what Adolf Hitler did. The people that were behind the fences, friends, are those that didn't go along with it. Just for the record, okay?
All federal workers and employees and contractors that do business with the federal government get vaccinated within 75 days, eliminating their option to be tested instead of getting shots. Employees who refuse could be punished, even fired.
Baloney.
To work with the federal government and do business with us, get vaccinated.
While initially reluctant to issue mandates, the president's aggressive new plan requires vaccinations for 17 million health care workers at hospitals and other sites that receive Medicare or Medicaid funding. President Biden's now pressuring private companies, too, directing the Labor Department to require businesses with 100 or more employees ensure their workers are fully vaccinated or provide a negative test each week, a move the White House estimates will impact 80 million Americans. Companies that do not comply could face fines. The White House anticipates lawsuits.
We're going to protect vaccinated workers from unvaccinated coworkers.
Okay, so they're constantly dividing the people one against another. If they're not pitting race against race, then they're using the vaccinated against the unvaccinated. Now, when they're telling you this sort of stuff, doesn't it tell you who they're working for? Because it's all unconstitutional. Therefore, it renders them illegal concerning their overreach and the authorities that they're assuming that they've never been delegated to them by we the people. So whose side of the fence is Joe Biden on? Because he's talking like he's in a different group outside of the American people that he's supposed to represent. Well, in fact, that's exactly what he's doing.
All of it as approval of the president's handling of the virus has dropped since he expressed confidence about the pandemic 2 months ago.
Today, we're closer than ever to declaring our independence from a deadly virus.
Remember this?
And tonight,
we're in a tough stretch, and it could last for a while.
And the TSA is doubling fines for airline passengers who refuse to mask up.
If you break the rules, be prepared to pay.
Okay.
And by the way,
okay, if you break the rules, be prepared to pay. Let me ask you the question, friends. Whose rules? Because it's a violation of our Constitution. Our forefathers told us what he just said is null and void. If you break the rules, you pay. Americans, did you hear what he said? It's time to hold treasonous Joe accountable for his crimes, along with the likes of a Donald Trump. And the pharmaceutical companies and these agencies, these bureaucracies that have been created to war against you and your God-given rights.
Show some respect.
Yeah, show some respect. I mean, is this guy is as shameless as they get. And what's worse, Americans, he's a reflection of you and what you tolerate. Now, I'm going to come back on the other side, and I'm going to play you a couple more videos, short videos, highlighting the fact that everything he just said right there, he's now saying that he never said it. And this is what the American people have been desensitized and suffering when it comes to suffering the abuses of these ill-designing men. We're going to come right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Powerball jackpot now up to an estimated $1.4 billion with no one matching all six numbers in last night's drawing. So the jackpot rolled up to what would be the third highest Powerball jackpot and the fifth largest in U.S. lottery history for Saturday night's drawing.
New York State Attorney General Letitia James' campaign, pledging to sue former President Donald Trump and reportedly be a real pain in his to him, should be considered an embarrassment. That's from a statement from George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley. Trump complaining yesterday in court that the Manhattan trial was blocking him from campaigning, blasting the New York Attorney General as corrupt. A memorial service for the late California Senator Dianne Feinstein set for today in San Francisco. Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Okay, so outside of the fact that the American people have tolerated Joe Biden and his treasonous acts against them, and they continuously do so, 329.5 million people just can't figure out what's wrong, allowing 1.7% of the population to use the mainstream media to browbeat them into submission. That's what you're running from. Read Proverbs 28, verse 1. The wicked flee when none pursueth. Who are the wicked to find out? Those that know to do right but don't do it. And so what we did is we just got done listening to Joe Biden threaten the American people. Right there, if you can't understand totalitarianism, a government by force, also a government that operates arbitrarily outside of its scope of authority, as my friend Steve says, assuming authorities that have never been given to them. That's what they've been doing for decades in this country. And it's absolutely amazing. And what are they doing? Cashing in. Speaking of which, you heard during the break there, this is live radio, how the Powerball is up to $1.4 billion. Do you want to know why that is being promoted constantly on the radio? Do you know who makes almost half that money? The government does. They get, whoever wins that Powerball gets a little more than half of the money. The rest of the money is paid out in taxes. That's why the government is behind covetousness, gambling. Thou shalt not covet. It's the 10th commandment. But they covet anyways. And then the people don't understand when the Lord said, thou shalt not do it. I'm doing and telling you this because this is for your good. Prevention is better than cure. Psalm 19:11. And because you're not listening to me, you're not paying attention to the fact that it's the government promoting it, they get a little less than half of that money. Guess what they're doing with that money? They're upending your Constitution. You see how this works? That's why you're hearing about the Powerball all day long. Yesterday when we were in South Dakota, folks, it's a casino state. You're asking for trouble. going to a gas station, people standing in line and buying all these little scratch cards. It's like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Nope. But they love the Lord. No, they love the God that they created that is not the Lord God of Israel. And the Lord said, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image of God to suit your sins. It's a figment of your imagination to believe that the Lord's okay with this. Nope. He's loving us enough to send this voice to tell you this is what it's about, and people don't want to hear about it. And then they say, oh, brother, you hate us. No, I don't hate you. I love you enough to tell you about those that do hate you. Make distinction. Read your Bible. Leviticus 19:17. Read it when you get a moment. So let's get back to this. So you just heard Joe Biden threaten you. Over and over and over again. We. He kept talking about we. Not the people. He's going to protect the vaccinated against the unvaccinated. And the unvaccinated, those are the problem. Do you remember this same tone after September 11th? Either you're for us or you're for the terrorists. Do you remember all this? Yeah, I keep hearing this tone. I keep hearing this reoccurring messaging coming from these propagandists. Constantly. Okay, so you just got done hearing that. I don't even know if I'm going to get to my main topic. This is what I do. This is the problem with live radio with Bradley Dean. I only have an hour. And about the time we get going, it's time to stop. Okay, so I want to go back now, and I want you to listen to this, because the Biden administration, concerning the whole pandemic push, which was started under Donald Trump, for those that didn't know, now they're denying all this, that they ever said this, that they ever tried to force anybody to do anything. Well, I can tell you this. Here's the remedy to all of this. For all of their unconstitutional nonsense, I obeyed none. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. In this whole pandemic that came out, came down, the flagpole over the last 3 years, it showed you exactly who served the Lord and who didn't. It also shows you now who is healthy and who is not healthy. I just seen yesterday, friends, they're talking about an explosion of cancer found in the bodies and the people that are still on this planet that have taken the vaccination. You should have listened to the Lord. Leviticus 17:11. The life is in the blood. The enemy wants to come steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10. What a better place than to go right into the bloodline. You didn't want to listen. Okay, I want to show you how they're denying all of this now. You ready for this? This will make you a little angry, but it shows you again that you can't believe a thing that they have to say. The same government that illegally sanctioned the murder of 70 million babies wants you to believe that they're now looking out for you. GIF, are you sane? Are you insane? Check this out.
As President Biden and OSHA's plan, if 84 million Americans refuse to comply with the vaccine.
Okay, so what you just heard is this woman, and I'm going to play it out, said that 84 million people refuse to comply. Wait a second, folks. I thought everybody just went along with it. Not at all. Not at all. She just said 84 million people. And I believe that she's believing with, I believe that she's speaking of those that are in these bureaucracies in government that were forced by Joe Biden, say they, which they never had the lawful authority in doing so. But she just said 84 million people refused to comply. Okay? Now she's confronting, now check this out, because it's important that you hear this, because they're lying right through their rotten, devilish teeth.
Mandate or show their papers.
That's categorically untrue. We didn't threaten anyone. And
okay, now Mr. Douglas L. Parker just said, that's just categorically untrue. We never threatened anybody. Oh, yeah, they did, folks. For 3 years, my phone rang off the hook. My email list was completely compiled of people asking for help. And I continuously turned around and said the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Don't comply. Don't comply. Don't comply. They don't have the lawful authority. Well, Bradley, you're not in my position right now. No, I'm in a higher position than you are as far as accountability goes, because I'm a public person. And I'm telling you not to comply. Trust in the Lord and obey Him during this time. Because this is what you're dealing with. Folks, they talk out of both sides of their corrupt mouths on a daily basis. Okay, check this.
We didn't demand that anyone be fired.
Did forcing two-year-olds to wear masks save lives?
And who did the forcing?
Well, your department, or the Head Start, which is under your department, had a mask mandate until late last year for two-year-olds and above, even outdoors. So can you point to any public health benefit of that policy?
Right. We never forced anyone to do anything because we don't have the jurisdiction or authority to do that.
There you have it. I love it. This is what I'm talking about. Hey, folks, this is what I'm talking about. He just said we don't have the jurisdiction. So then why, for those that are listening to me right now, why were you telling me that they told me if I didn't listen to them and go get the vaccination that I'd lose my job? He just told you they don't have the lawful jurisdiction. But I told you that. Hey, folks, the burden of proof is on them to prove that they have the authority. Look what's going on with the WHO right now. And you know this. You know what they're looking for. They want to give all power to the WHO and the CDC, which runs on administrative law, which undermines the Constitution. Completely criminal. Completely criminal. Oh, so they want to give all of our constitutional authority over to a bunch of people that don't want to force mandate vaccinations, along with the likes of Bill Gates, who wants to depopulate. And the same government, again, as I said earlier, that wants to make sure that 70 million babies or 3,000 to 4,000 babies are murdered every day in the womb. Can anybody make that correlation? And then can we put a little common sense in there and say, wait a second, the people that are killing our babies illegally are telling us that we better do this for our own health, just like an Adolf Hitler did, not understanding history. And this all happens because people fail to do their own due diligence. You know, a lot of times, and let me say this, and this is a word of knowledge for somebody. If you want to call in and confirm this, this is fantastic. You know why you're afraid? Because you don't have knowledge. The beginning of knowledge is the fear of the Lord, not the fear of consequence or the fear of man. It's interesting that when you get educated, a lot of fear goes away. Because you say to yourself, I didn't know that. I was listening to the politician telling me the opposite of what the Constitution or the state statutes just got done telling me. And then once you get a knowledge of the truth and you have an understanding of it, you now can stand up in the strength of knowing that you're walking in the truth, walking in the light and saying, no, what you're talking about right now is an absolute lie. And I'll tell you this, first and foremost, friends, we have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. What comes with knowledge? Power. Totally does. And a knowledge of knowing who's telling you the truth. That's why we constantly make reference to the Word of God and the Constitution. We want you to cross-check us. We want you to know the truth of the matter. We don't want you afraid of the consequence of man. I want righteous, emboldened individuals, Proverbs 28, verse 1. In obedience as unto the Lord, not unto Bradley Dean, not unto a politician, because we're all corrupt, we're fallen in nature, friends. No, that's why I continuously point my finger at Christ and Him crucified and holding to His word. Because if we hold to that, we're always going to be in a good position. Your fear is going to go when you do your own due diligence. This criminal right here just got done telling you that they don't have the jurisdiction. He just said that, did he not? So when somebody told you, you better get your shot or else, who told you that? That was a lie from the pit of hell. Do you know how many people are no longer here with us that listened to that lie because they didn't do their due diligence, that were taking heed to the lying media that they don't believe in, Romans 1:18, but they believed him that day? Nope, don't want to have to actually stand for anything. Oh, and then you wonder why you're in trouble. Fear will go when you get a knowledge and understanding of what's going on here. I'm going to come right back to this little crook here, Secretary Becerra, and I want you to listen to what he just said. We don't have the lawful jurisdiction. We don't have the jurisdiction, he said. Well, then what were you afraid of? See how this works? Yeah, it's wonderful when you know you're on the Lord's side. It really is. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Dan. Hearing Bradley Dean speak for the very first time rocked my world. He preaches in the bold, uncompromising style of John the Baptist, bringing inspiring message of clarity, conviction, holiness, hope, and healing. He awakens the spiritual warrior and the true believer while bringing encouragement to the weary soul. God bless you, brother.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey guys, you know, you're just going to have to roll with me. We follow the Holy Ghost here, period. I had a couple things I wanted to share with you, and it just rolled right into the show. So with that, I'm highlighting right now how the Biden administration was threatening the American people, federal workers, so on and so forth. Our patients are wearing thin, he said. I mean, that's incredible. That Americans put up with that. I know a lot of people ignored him, but ignoring him is not the best medicine. It's not. This is the element of criminality to the top of the Alps, friends. This is not his position. And then talking about we, it's them against us, that's exactly what he was doing. And it shows you they're not working for the people. I want to go back to this because now they're denying everything. And this is a short video anyways, but I'm just going to let it play out. And I want you to listen carefully how the truth is told. The majority of the people did not go along with this. This is what they're angry about. Okay? I'm not saying some of the people did not go along with it. The only ones that went along with it, those are the ones that are, I guess, were the conspiracy theorists, right? A lot of them aren't here anymore. And we love them enough to warn them. Ezekiel 33, verse 3. But let's go back to Ms. Miller and check this out, how those that were actually pushing behind Donald Trump, threatening the American people, are now trying to get away from all of it. Check this out.
What was President Biden and OSHA's plan if 84 million Americans refused to comply with the vaccine mandate or show their papers?
That's categorically untrue. We didn't threaten anyone, and we didn't demand that anyone be fired.
Did forcing two-year-olds to wear masks save lives?
And who did the forcing?
Well, your department, or the Head Start, which is under your department, had a mask mandate until late last year for two-year-olds and above, even outdoors.
The first guy, by the way, Douglas Parker, is the Secretary of the Secretary of Labor. Just so you know.
Any public health benefit of that policy.
Right. We never forced anyone to do anything.
Hey, so Americans, Secretary Becerra just literally called all of you liars. Is he telling the truth? So you decide for yourself.
Jurisdiction or authority to do that.
Did you encourage states to adopt student vaccine mandates?
I did not encourage states to adopt student vaccine mandates.
Okay, so who's this mysterious entity that did? I'll tell you, fear. The mainstream media did. They pushed the lie. And they kept pushing it and kept pushing it.
Where states...
Excuse me, sir, you said right here, not only do I support it, but I'm encouraging states to come up with a plan to make sure it happens.
He's lying.
The title of the article is Education Secretary Backs Mandatory School COVID-19 Mandates. Mr. Parker, you're one of a number now of officials in this administration who has come before this committee and tried to tell us that 2 + 2 doesn't equal 4. Sitting in the chair
that's right.
And now, the Secretary of Education gave false testimony to this committee, denying that he had promoted a student vaccine mandate when he had done precisely that. Sitting in the chair that you're in now, the Secretary of Health and Human Services made one of the most outlandish statements ever entered into the congressional record, which is saying quite a lot, when he said, we never force anyone to do anything in relation to the widely discredited policy of forcing young children as young as 2 years old to wear masks. And now you come before us today, asked about one of the most sweeping abuses of power that we've seen that was rebuked by the Supreme Court, and you tell us...
Okay, I just want to make clear the Supreme Court is not the end all. The law is, okay? The Supreme Court is helping these agencies and these bureaucracies, and I'm talking about Big Pharma, and I'm talking about the NIH, I'm talking about the WHO, I'm talking about these agencies that have been created to work against the people. So what he just said is not wholly the truth, okay? Just making clear.
That we didn't demand that anyone be fired. So has there been some sort of memo going around? Why is...
Hey, folks, so I would say this for all the people that were fired. They're telling you that they never mandated that you were fired for not taking the shot. So if I were you, I'd get an attorney and I'd go after him. That's what you need to do. That's exactly what you need to do. They're denying it. They're running from it now because they see that it backfired on them in a lot of ways. Not all the ways, but in a lot of ways.
The administration insisted on rewriting history.
All you have to do is read that rule and you will see that it is not a vaccine mandate.
Oh, did you hear that, guys? It wasn't a vaccine mandate. You people that were pestering me and bothering me, I'm speaking in as if I'm sitting in his seat, okay? Douglas Parker, Secretary of Labor. You're all liars, man. Nobody ever told you you had to get the jab. Nobody ever told you that you were going to get fired. No, because they knew that there was going to be repercussion. And I showed you guys just last week, the end of last week, where the teacher in New York actually won the day because he refused to bow the knee. See, most people don't want to bow the knee. They don't want to have to actually stand up and actually war off the enemy. They don't want to defend themselves. And I'm talking about fighting the good fight of faith. They don't want to resist tyranny. They don't want to ruffle anybody's feathers. And because of it, they're in trouble today. But last week I showed you the teacher that won the day because he didn't bow the knee. Oh, jeez. I'm not confused. I just want to make clear. Everybody understands. I'm not confused here. If they don't have the authority, then why did people do it? This is premised on a lie that was perpetrated and promulgated by the mainstream media trying to get everybody to be afraid. Oh, and I want to make certain that you understand, we dealt with it, but we also refused it, and we didn't play along with it. Anybody go to the airport? And as a matter of fact, I got kicked off of Delta because we had a little Gestapo on the airlines that tried to forced me to wear one, and it was like, nope, nope, ain't doing it. Apparently, you didn't read the manufacturer and the truth of the matter when it comes to their masks that don't work or prevent disease. And they weren't interested in that. This was a concerted effort by all of these fascist corporations trying to force people and corral people into a state of control. Because at the end of the day, that's exactly what they want. They want control over your lives. And the only way, listen carefully, friends, the only way they're going to get control of your lives is if you give it to them. Do you guys hear this clown from Michigan last week call in? And he was telling us about how they, speaking of the government, took this away, and they took this away, and the politicians took that away. And I tried to break in to the conversation and say, just answer his first point where he was completely incorrect on. And I said to him, your rights are not taken away, they're forfeited. And he kept talking over me, Well, the fact of the matter, folks, is your rights are forfeited. If you're not willing to fight for your rights, you are going to lose them. But notice that wherever, this is what people need to hear. Because we get victories all the time, the mainstream media doesn't want you to hear about them. Hey, folks, every time the people fight righteously, lawfully, they win. This is the report that they are not going to give you. They do not want you to be encouraged. No, they want to oppress. They don't want people to be brave. No, they want to be. They want people to fear them. Fear who? We're not to fear man. Let them do their worst, and when they do, they're going to answer for it. As long as we do the right thing, that's all we have to do, is do the best that we can according to the Word of God and leave the results up to God. And also keep in mind, wherever they aim and try to take the rope of corrupt politics and squeeze it or put a noose on the church and the church's necks, it always backfires. It's a promise. Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. People need to study. They need to get busy. King David knew more than the ancients. Why? Because he practiced what he preached. He kept the testimonies of the Lord. Most people never go that far, and that's why they don't know the Lord. You can't talk about the testimonies of the Lord if you don't obey Him and abide in Christ. So, folks, you just got called a liar by two corrupt individuals that have been appointed by a corrupt individual. Hey, folks, this is what this is all about, this federal government stuff. What you're seeing, and folks, it's these are the foxes guarding the chicken coop. Now they're just lying to you. And how many people are dead because of it? And they know it. And that's what they're afraid of, that they're going to be held accountable by the people. When the American people in this country stand up and say enough is enough, everything's going to change. And guess what? That 1.7% of the population that I was talking about a couple minutes ago, They're afraid to death that you're going to figure them out. I just helped you figure them out. You see how that works? Okay? Righteously, lawfully, under God, doing the right thing all the time. Amen? Love you. 1 John 3:18.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.